If there is one skill that separates the average leaders from the good, and the good leaders from the great, it's this: clarity of vision and the ability to successfully communicate that vision to others. When it's time to speak, you want to ensure that your message, your vision, that the ideas you're trying to communicate aren't falling on deaf ears. And now there's three ways that we can successfully do this, or at least ensure that we're doing the best we can do to help others to understand what we're trying to communicate. The first point is gearing up. Gearing up is almost like riding a bike or driving a car. You can't really go from 0 to 50 like that. You have to start in neutral and go into first gear. And when you get to a certain speed, only then can you really change to the next gear, which takes you to another level of speed, which then allows you to change gear into third, fourth, and fifth. You can do this with your voice, and you can do this with the way you speak. And if you do, your message will come across much clearer, and people will be along with you for the ride. Imagine that you're not necessarily in a car, but you're the bus driver, the team leader, and your passengers are standing. There's nothing for them to hold on to. If you went from 0 to 50 like that, you've lost everyone. They'll fall off the back of the trailer or the bus or fall over and hurt themselves. But if you gear up to one, slowly get into two, three, four, five, everyone is moving at the same speed and gradually speeds up with you. Therefore, everything on that bus travels at the same speed as the bus itself. It's like that with your conversation. It's like that with the way you communicate yourself. As you can see, I tend to speak quite quickly. But if you go back, hopefully I've done this, I start slower and I gradually build up, like gearing up. You can start your sentence or speech or paragraph from a place where you're comfortable, neutral, and begin to pick up the pace as you go on. And at that point, everyone's followed you. They're at the same speed and they're able to follow the way you communicate. Even if it gets to the place where you're speaking very fast, as long as you're articulating yourself clearly, people will be able to understand you. But it's essential that if you pause, end a sentence, a phrase, or a thought, that you go back to gear one, two, three, four again. And not just pause and go straight back into speaking really fast, because it's going to lose people again. One way we can do this that actually goes hand in hand, and this is my point two on how to connect and successfully communicate your message as a leader, is to use the tennis ball rule. Now, the tennis ball rule is such that imagine you went into a space. It doesn't matter the size of the space, but depending on the size of the space, whoever stands at the back, the furthest from you, has to catch this tennis ball and throw it back. So, by throwing the tennis ball any amount of distance, the time it takes to get to the furthest person and back is the time it takes for you to say your first phrase or catch people's attention, and the time that it takes for that message generally to land with them and for you to start speaking again. I'll try and make this more simple. Here I am. Hello, everyone. Bob catches it, he throws it back. And today, I wanted to share my vision on our new project. You've given a little gap, a little pause. Now is the winter of our discontent. I think that was Richard III. Thank you, Shakespeare. It's not really a pause, because it really depends on the size of the room. This is why the tennis ball rule is quite useful, because the time it takes to throw that and get it back is usually the amount of time it takes people to recognize that you're speaking now and they're to focus their attention onto you. If you put this with the other gearing up method, you're going to ensure that the collective conscience, that the ears around you are all with you. If you're gearing up, you can gear down. So what have we got? We've got tennis ball rule. Start a phrase, wait a beat until you've got everyone's attention, then gear up, and when you get to the end of your thought, start to gear down so everyone knows it's the end of the phrase or thought. Those are two points, gearing up and the tennis ball rule. The third thing that you can do to successfully communicate your idea or vision with others, you can create pinpoints in that by precisely punctuating the point. That makes sense? Precisely punctuate proper pinpoints to prevent peculiar pain points. Huh? I like that. Precisely punctuate proper pinpoints to prevent peculiar pain points. It's also a brilliant tongue twister. Excellent. I like that. But forget that for a second. The point is that if your main focus point within your speech or thought or sentence, wherever it lands, it could be at the beginning or the end or in the middle, make sure that in order to get people to really, really listen to that point, that you punctuate it clearly. And if that doesn't work and people still look, do it second time. Punctuate the point precisely again, a second time. You see what I'm doing? Actually, the way I'm saying it sounds a little bit arrogant. Maybe I'll just smile a bit and tilt my head. If the point you're making is really important, you can just find your focus point and punctuate it more precisely. Get that? Punctuate it more precisely. Then move on to the end. So to round up, punctuating points more precisely, tennis ball rule and gearing up and down. Three things to help you communicate your message, your vision, more successfully with others. Check this video out. It's going to help you overcome your stage fright. That's powerful.